Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As Advent is now continuing, in the Gospel we find ourselves in the wilderness near Judea, near the Jordan River, just outside of Jerusalem. We're out there and we see John the Baptist in all his weird clothes, and we hear his message of repentance. So we watch and we listen. We see as John interacts with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, scolding them towards true repentance. And then finally we see John do what John does best. He points to Christ, to the one coming after with the Holy Spirit, with the winnowing fork and with fire. It is Advent and we are in the midst of it now. Matthew in his gospel today makes a point of describing how John the Baptist was dressed and then what he ate. Matthew was trying to show us a prophet like we saw in the Old Testament, looking like Isaiah, like Elijah, or one of those other prophets of the wilderness. Now, all of those prophets were known to Matthew's original audience for that gospel. They listened to John because he was like Elijah. We listen to John because of his message of repentance, of turning back to God and living lives that prepare the way of the Lord. When John the Baptist sees the Pharisees and the Sadducees coming towards him for baptism, maybe what he's seeing is people that he knew from his childhood. Maybe he saw classmates. Maybe he saw those people he had spent time with talking and debating different parts of the law. But when John sees them coming, he calls them vipers, slithery, sneaky, deadly adversary, because John knows the message that they bring, a message of complete obedience and compliance to their understanding of the law. Theirs is not a message of repentance, but rather of subjugation, and John warns them that the axe is lying at the root. You see, for John, it's all about repentance. We're walking away from God and away from God's plan for humanity. We believe that if we know what to do, and we can do it just fine, and if we do it just fine, then who really cares about those who don't know it or can't do it? Oh, well, not my problem. You see, there's an arrogance about the Pharisees' message. There is a pride that surrounds the Sadducees as they move forward with their understanding and with their demands. John's message, like the message of the prophets of old, was to remember the widow and orphan. Don't think too highly of yourself. Care for the people around you. John isn't encouraging us to berate our neighbors for not getting it. He's urging us to care and help the people around us, and then to repent, to turn back toward God. John's message then ends with his most powerful point. The Messiah is coming, bringing the Holy Spirit and fire. You see, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they believed that only after all of Israel, that is, all of God's people, followed the 613 laws they found in the mitzvot, then the Messiah would come. John's message is that the Messiah is coming soon. The kingdom is near at hand. The Messiah is coming with fire and an axe and a winnowing fork. The Messiah is coming, driving us all to repentance and new lives as God's children. John's message may seem harsh, but John is working for the benefit of all people, even for the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Because in John's metaphor, the axe chops things down and leaves stumps. The axe of God's righteousness in Jesus Christ our Lord cuts down our fruitless lives of sin and selfishness. But you see, John also knows what we heard from Isaiah today. Isaiah shows us that from stumps can burst new life. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, Isaiah says. That's describing Jesus coming for our salvation, but it's also an image that we can hold on to. That from the stump of our old sinful lives can grow a new life as God's child. A new life following the Messiah. A new life following Jesus. And from Isaiah, we continue to hear that this new life is lived with gifts of the Holy Spirit. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in God's presence. We pray for all of those gifts to come at every baptism we do. We pray for them at confirmation services. We pray for them at weddings. We celebrate their presence as we do funerals together. We have learned from Isaiah and from John the Baptist that these gifts are ours through God's grace. And we get the daily opportunity to live all of those gifts in our lives. As we live those gifts, Isaiah shows us that we can bring in the peaceful kingdom. Now, we don't often see wolves and lambs hanging out together or leopards and kids just having fun. We don't often glimpse children playing with poisonous snakes. But if we can roll with the metaphor, we see that living with these gifts of wisdom and understanding, of counsel and might, of knowledge, fear of the Lord, joy in God's presence, if we live with those, that leads to wildly divergent people and circumstances combining in peace with care and love all around. That is what John the Baptist is pointing toward. Life in the kingdom of God. The one who is coming is bringing that kingdom, the kingdom of peace, the kingdom of righteousness, the kingdom of salvation, the kingdom of God. For us to see that kingdom, to participate in that kingdom, to help that kingdom to grow, we need to repent. We need to set aside our selfishness and our arrogance. We need to set the axe to the root of our sinfulness and allow God to help the shoot that will grow from that stump. In Advent, these are the things that we anticipate, that we celebrate, that we participate in daily. As we rid ourselves of the chaff in our lives, as we allow Christ to toss that chaff up with his winnowing fork so that the wind of the Holy Spirit will blow it away, we become children of God and part of that kingdom. As the axe chops the dead tree of our sinfulness, and the shoot grows from our stump, we follow Jesus, our risen Lord, into lives of care and peace, of love and hope for all. As we await Jesus coming into our lives, we are called today to repent, to join with all of God's children striving to love the kingdom of God into reality for all people. So today, we get to join with John the Baptist as we go into the world pointing to Christ, pointing to his love and care, pointing to the life that he lived, pointing to his suffering and death, but most importantly, pointing to his resurrection and our new life in God's love. Let's get pointing. Amen.